Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Sebring Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car, left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by the Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger hailing from the Detroit metro area were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. Despite Sebring's relatively low crime rate, residents are encouraged to remain vigilant and adhere to security measures like the 9 p.m. routine to prevent further incidences. And the Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr, stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when three men were ice fishing in a Saginaw Bay canal covered with ice in Sebring Township. An airboat operator identified as Carr approached the men breaking the ice and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth to be around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Gerald M. Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court on Monday, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and three misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea agreement, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include three counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, and one count of felonious operation of a vessel. And besides being a winter wonderland, Michigan is also considered a water wonderland, with miles of shoreline as well as several lakes and ponds. With that in mind, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department Marine Division will host a boater safety class. The class will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 11th at the Richville Conservation Club on 46. The class is free along with a lunch, but pre-registration is necessary to attend and done by calling Deputy Deb Engelhard or by going to michigan.gov/DNR education website, which you can find on the full written article on thumbnet.net. The class is for those who were born after December 31st, 1978 or older. Those are required by law to have a certificate to legally operate a personal watercraft. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLAW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. There will not be a contested primary election race for the state's 98th district representative, but there will be a contested race for it in the fall general election. The 98th district consists of all of Huron County and most of St. Helena County, along with parts of Lapeer and Tuscola counties. Incumbent Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville is being challenged by newcomer Democrat April Ozentoski of Bad Axe. The two will square off during the November election. And President Joe Biden has made a number of election years moves intended to appeal to younger voters. The latest is a proposal by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, which is under review at the White House Office of Management and Budget. The plan comes just weeks after Biden canceled student loans for another 206,000 borrowers. The Democratic president's focus on such issues comes as he fights to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. At the age of 81, Biden is battling a perception among voters that he's too old, as well as discontent with his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. And Maui County is suing major cellular carriers for failing to properly inform police of widespread service outages during the height of last summer's deadly wildfire. The county is suing Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile USA, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T. The county says it sent at least 14 alert messages to cell phones warning residents to evacuate. But the county didn't know these messages weren't received because of cell tower failures across the island. The lawsuit says the county would have used other warning methods if the carriers reported the service outages as required by federal law. And the world is producing more electronic waste than ever. 62 million metric tons in 2022, and it's growing faster than formal efforts to recycle it. Some gets picked up by a web of low-paid workers who pull apart old laptops, scarred mobile phones, television remotes, and other items to get valuable materials inside. In Vietnam, an army of mostly women waste collectors collect discarded electronic devices from homes and bins on street corners, but informal waste workers face health risks and insecure livelihoods. Experts say collaborations between the informal and formal sector could help both. The informal workers are good at getting the e-waste, while recycling companies struggle to get enough to make recycling costs effective. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.